Right, this is Mary Rees interviewing Anne Horsey for Telling Tales on the 9th of December 2014. Anne, I understand you've got a long-standing association with Halsey Manor. I'm wondering if you could tell me, you know, about that, how it began.
Well, it really began with my parents, and it was, quite a few months before it all happened that Mum told my husband and myself that it was in the air that Halsey was going to be bought as a folk centre.
Right.
And they were very much involved.
Gosh, and when was this?
Must be 1963, mm-hmm. maybe. Can't remember exactly, round about then.
Yeah, and your parents, and how did they get involved then?
I'd better say straight away, my parents were May and Bob Bradbury.
Right.
Right. They were debenture holders. And when it all started, I understand that Mum chaired the committee that sorted out all the furnishings and everything for the manor, and Dad chaired the committee that sorted out the programme.
Oh, right.
So right from the start, they were very much involved. Mum was making curtains and all sorts of things, while Dad was here a lot of the time doing odd jobs because he was a very practical sort of person.
And it was at that point that it was to become a folk centre?
Right, yes.
Yeah. And were they folk singers, or what was their interest in folk music?
Mum was definitely a folk singer, but they were both folk dancers, and Dad was a Morris dancer. Yes. And they weren't actually involved with folk at all, I think, until I was 11, or it was on Coronation Day, where they saw the Morris men. And that really sparked their enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And they got involved from there.
Oh, amazing.
We lived in Lichfield, actually, until 1955. And there wasn't much folk involvement then, but then we moved to Somerset in 1955. And they started a folk dance group in Burnham. And that's when I got more involved.
I see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what was your involvement when you got involved? Were you dancing or
dancing,
singing?
Dancing, yes.
Yeah?
Yes. But when they started, the property that we were living in was a big house, which they converted. And they had two big rooms downstairs on the front, onto the street, and they'd knocked them into one big room, and we started off with the dances in that room with records.
Goodness me.
Yes. So a quick dance, yeah. Change the record or play it again, and then on again.
And right. So when they saw that the manor was up for sale, did they...
That happened quite a long time afterwards.
Afterwards.
Yes,
right.
You're looking at 8 or 10, well, no, at least 8 years later.
So they developed a kind of folk group of interest in Burnham.
In Burnham, yes. But we used to go to dances all over the county, into Devonshire, into Dorset.
Really?
Everywhere. Oh, yeah. yes, it was,
And where were your venues then? Was it...
Mostly church halls, school halls.
Not pubs then?
Pubs for singing.
Oh.
And music, definitely, afterwards. And because in the meantime, Dad had joined the Mendip Morrismen.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they did their tours sometimes in the summer, just out dancing, but they did regular tours around, sometimes onto the Quantocks and what have you. Dad was very involved with those.
Mm.
And invariably, we end up with a pub singing.
Yes. Well, that
wonderful.
Goes with the Morrismen.
It does, yes. Yeah, not so much nowadays because of this music licence business, but which is a shame. But
So when they started up, at Halsey, were you living still in Burnham, or did
no? By that time, I was married and left home.
Oh, right. But your parents, where were they?
They were living in Burnham.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, was there any residential goings on at the Halsey?
Quite soon after it opened. Yes.
Right.
Yes, very much so. Yes.
And what were the things that were going on in Halsey at that time, at the beginning?
There were lots of dances organised locally, from what I can remember, but also people were booking the manor, the whole manor, to bring groups here to do things. And sometimes that was during the week, and sometimes that was weekends.
So similar to the kind of things that still go on, the events and singing and dancing. Did they do courses then, or...?
I think they did courses as well. Yes. And from what I can remember, it wasn't all folk either. There were, it was a case of getting people in here.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. So, although it was a folk centre, it was also a venue for other things. So make most use of it. Yeah.
Right. Yes.
That's brilliant.
Yes.
Oh, well, it's fascinating. So it's amazing to think it's gone on.
It's long.
And that you're still carrying on the tradition that your parents started getting involved. Right, so Anne, your parents were obviously involved in the management of Halsey from the start. What other things did they get involved in here?
Well, Dad started the Morris Men here. Mm-hmm. Bill Rutter asked him to start the Morris Men, and he was only too delighted.
Was that a natural side, Crokham or Halsey?
Well, they called themselves the West Somerset Morris Men.
It's the West Somerset, right.
Yes.
And anything else?
And still going strong, and they came along to support as many of the activities and whatever that was going on as they could. Mm-hmm. Open days and concerts and all sorts,
And any particular events that they held here or that you remember particularly?
Oh, well, they took over the entire manor and the mews for their golden wedding.
Oh, how wonderful.
So we had a whole weekend here, which was absolutely brilliant. Gosh. Lovely party on the Saturday night and lots of folk friends here. So,
Now, have you got any particular favourites that you can think of? Any songs that your parents used to sing or... Any particular memories of...
Oh, Mum was... She had an absolutely incredible memory for songs. And you could give her a couple of words or a snatch of tune. And she'd come out with the entire piece. It was... I was always in awe of that ability. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any particular one that was her favourite that you can remember?
I know she was very fond of the Seeds of Love.
Oh, yes.
Which was the one that Cecil Sharp collected at Hambridge. And we all went to the ceremony that they had at Hambridge when they unveiled the plaque there memory of that that event. Yes,
it's beautiful. I can understand that being a favourite.
But Mum would sing songs of all sorts. Yes.
And, of course, some of them were quite saucy, too.
Oh, yes, very much so. Not when the children were around. And quite often they did pieces together as well, which was lovely.
Oh, how lovely.
They did a duet about a wedding at our eldest daughter's, or their eldest granddaughter's wedding. So that was a nice memory.
Oh, yes. Very special.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially as Dad couldn't remember his words. Needed a bit of help.
Yes, it happens to us all, I think.
It does, yes.
And did they dance, apart from Morris, were there other folk dances?
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, they were everywhere, yes. And they went on the folk holidays. I think Mum went first of all to Poland and Czechoslovakia, and Dad went. They were in business when all this started, so they couldn't go away together.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they gave up the business, they were able to have holidays together and go and enjoy them. So that was wonderful.
Yeah. So Halsey, for your parents, was a major part of their life.
Oh, yes.
For many years.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Both of them quite involved until they passed away.
But it's a wonderful thing, and you've still got the memories of that involvement, and you're still involved yourself, so I think that's marvellous. Right, I'm going to bring this interview to an end pretty soon, but is there anything else that you think you'd like to share with us about your your memories or your parents' involvement?
I remember Mum on a folk camp learnt how to do corn dollies.
Oh, really?
She got really, really good at them. And she had a whole store on one of the open days selling her corn dollies.
Ooh.
Yes. So nice. That was to help raise funds for the manor.
Yeah. Oh, to help funds. I was going to say a nice little earner.
No, she did it all.
Dedicated to the Halsey Manor. Oh, how lovely. Well, thank you very much, Anne, for sharing your memories with us about your parents and, you know, your memories of Halsey Manor. It's been lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome.